And welcome, everybody, to Off the Hook Overtime. Emmanuel here. Kyle, you made it over okay?
I'm here.
All right. Out in Signal Land, we have Alex.
You do.
And we have Rob.
You do.
And Gila.
Hello. We can report we are live on YouTube.
Amazing. Wow. Every week it's a miracle.
The audio is hard for us to check because of the delay. It gets deeply confusing. But
I think we're sounding good.
But team, if you could let us know, that would be amazing. We have 22 people here with us. And Kyle, there is a message for you. I know why Kyle's smart device needs smart medical device needs location, says XX in the chat. I have a medical device and it connects using Bluetooth low energy, and Android considers that a location permission.
Yeah, that's similar to what it was saying or rationalizing, but it still doesn't seem like a requirement. So great that they designed it that way, but is there anything actually necessary about that?
I think the necessary bit might be that the company that makes this thing likes having data that it can sell to, people who are interested in it about
that,
you.
That's kind of where my head goes. I'm kind of concluding that's what's up. And so, yeah, gotta give it all kinds of other fake stuff and run very far away if I use the app.
There are also certain apps that you can use to spoof GPS coordinates in Android. I think there's one or two in the F-Droid store where you can decide where in the world you want to report that you're in, and it will tell all such apps looking for the GPS data that that's where you are.
I would be really interested in some that people like, because there's probably several things that I use, I think. Well, when I turn location on, if ever, I think at least half a dozen apps like it. And that's not really even including maps, or might include a navigation for travel, but you really try to not have things on unnecessarily. I don't know if other people are like that. It's just force of habit for me. That's the way I've just always been with things, just because you have sensors and information just all the time in your space, everywhere, just constantly flying around you like a swarm of data just spilling out of you at every moment. And I think if there's little switches and buttons and things in the software that you can just change something just to reduce that a little bit, I think it just helps generally. But anyway, I don't want to get off on a tangent about that.
Alex, go ahead.
I think we're going to have a talk this summer, I believe, at a conference called HOPE. I don't know if you've heard of it.
We're going to have a number of talks, actually. Quite a number.
But I believe there's one specifically about device hardening using Graphene OS, which is its own operating system that's designed to lock down this type of misuse and really prevent lots of different types of data from leaving your phone. And I'm looking forward to that talk. It's just going to be really interesting.
Well, we actually, we just announced a bunch of talks today, featured speakers, in fact, and some of these are really incredible. Please, listeners, if you can help get the word out, because as I mentioned earlier on the show, it's been a real challenge getting the word out because of all the fracturing that's going on in social media, where, you might think you're sending to a bunch of people, but they've abandoned the platform, they've gone somewhere else, but they haven't all gone to the same place, and they don't all hear the same things in the same way. And, you wind up spending so much time just trying to get people to hear what you have to say or what you have to announce. And you spend more time on that than putting it together in the first place. So we definitely could use the help of our listeners, our readers, our attendees, just in getting the word out, because we have a great conference that's coming up in August. But we have Way too few tickets sold. I have to be honest about that. And I know that there's a hesitancy about traveling to the United States. I get that. And we're not asking anybody to take any unnecessary risks in this weird era that we're in. But there are plenty of people in this country where that's not a concern. And plenty of people who are local too. Please show your support, buy a ticket to the conference. If you can make it here, and this goes for people overseas as well, get a virtual ticket. They're much cheaper and it doesn't involve any traveling at all. And if you support the idea of the conferences, meaning the Hackers on Planet Earth conferences, this is how you keep them going. Because we have plenty of speakers. We have so many speakers, but we need more attendees. Otherwise, you know, we'll have a great conference either way, with probably more speakers than ever. But if we have less attendees, then we can't really support it. And already we're facing some hard decisions where we want to do certain things, but without the funds from our attendees, we can't do them. And now that's directly affecting how good the conference can be. So, you know, if we're doing something wrong, tell us. But so far, nobody has told us what that could be. The date, the location, people seem to like that. They seem to like the content. So if it's something we said, let us know, please. I know this is something that other conferences are experiencing as well. But we do things very differently than most other conferences. We don't have a corporate sponsorship that pays for everything. We don't have all kinds of overpriced things. We try to make it as affordable as possible. But that means that we need a certain number of people to show up for it to remain doable at all. So hope.net is where all the info is, and please spread that around. We have so many amazing speakers that we announced today, and that's only a fraction of the total number of speakers. And, of course, then there's workshops and villages, and there's all kinds of really, really cool things. But I'm just going to give you a rundown of some of the people that will be appearing this year. We have Emma Best, who's been on this show a number of times, an investigative reporter, whistleblower, known for distributed denial of secrets, DDoSSecrets.com. We have Joseph Cox, the investigative journalist, co-founder of 404 Media. We have Seth Godin. He's an author, entrepreneur, and a teacher. Really interesting person. We have John Kiriakou. Now, this guy, former CIA officer, U.S. intelligence whistleblower, the first U.S. official to confirm CIA torture of detainees, and he was punished for being a whistleblower. He served nearly 2 years in the federal prison. It's going to be an interesting talk, interesting story. We have Sahil Lavingia. Now, this is interesting. He's a former Doge engineer who was fired after talking to journalists. This is what he says. I got dropped into the VA with an HP laptop. What are we supposed to do? What is the roadmap? I felt like I was being pranked. This is going to be fascinating. This is going to be fascinating talking to somebody who was in the midst of it and is no longer in the midst of it and has some quite interesting perspectives. He's talked on NPR actually too about a number of things. One thing I recall him saying was that he was surprised at how efficient the government actually was in running their databases when Doge came in there to try and wipe everything out. Well, he spoke honestly and paid the price for it, which is a good price actually. Getting fired from Doge, I think. Whatever. Harper Reed is Barack Obama's campaign CTO, who was instrumental in helping Obama secure a second term in office. We have Dinashia Vo, cybersecurity professional, social justice hacker from Vietnam. And also we have this really cool program that's being run by one of our regular speakers, BS Scilab. She's running something called the Spawn Camp. It's an all-inclusive, hands-on cybersecurity hacking day camp for kids interested in a unique learning experience, ages, I think, 8 to 18. So that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's just what we announced today. These are really, really interesting people, all of them, and it's going to be an incredible event. Again, all the details, hope.net, takes place August 15th through 17th, St. John's University, Queens, New York City. It's easy to get to. There are dormitory options if you want to stay on campus. There are hotels nearby. There's all kinds of possibilities, but it's going to be an incredible event. Please, let's make sure it's not the last one. We need to bolster those attendance numbers. It's almost comically low at this point. I know we can solve this problem. It's really the only problem we have left to solve. We just have to get people to show up, and the conference is going to be awesome. And again, online as well. You can be a virtual attendee, interact with the speakers and other attendees, and it'll almost be like you're there. Thoughts, comments, questions?
I am so excited about these talks that have been announced, and also just excited about the conference happening again, because I think we really need this sort of thing right about now at this point in our history. Of course, this is our first time doing it yearly. It's only been a year since the previous one. But yeah, it feels extra needed. It feels extra necessary.
That's why we decided to double down and do it twice in 2 years instead of once every 2 years. But please convince us that wasn't a mistake. Because it's, every time we do something like this, we pour our heart and soul into it. And also our loose change and everything we have. And we need to be able to make it to the next one as well. And also keep the magazine going. That's kind of important as well. So it all matters.
I think it's also just a great opportunity to see people, to socialize a little bit in person, and just have a sort of local shot in the arm, that atmosphere of fun and people sharing what they know, sharing what their experience has been in the last year since our last event, and also just perfecting it. I want to become more familiar with the space that has been so generous to us and is starting to feel like home a little bit. So I really am just enthused that we were able to put this together, and that there's such incredible content that we'll have a chance to share with everybody and become a part of the discourse, a part of consciousness in the realms of hacking and technology and telephony and computers and social activity and law, everything. It's just such a great mix. So please join us. It'd be great to see people and have a little bit of fun. A little towards the end of summer, and as you said, we need as much participation from attendees and people interested in being there, because it's a different time, it's a little bit later, but it's always good to plan ahead. We are getting close, and those numbers do affect things that we have to compile and have ready, merchandise, all that stuff that people love to pick up while they're there. We have to get that going, even though it is in August, a little bit later than we'd had it last year. But we think that it's going to be a really worthwhile event to attend, and we want to make sure all those materials back that up.
Yeah, it's an incredible environment, St. John's University. You're right there in the middle of Queens, but you're on a campus with all this space and just a welcoming environment. And, you can leave any time to go be in the middle of Queens. Chinatown, the biggest Chinatown in the country, I believe, is just down the block. It's such a fun time, and I just hope more people are able to experience that. Easy to get to if you're driving, free parking. Imagine that, free parking in the city for the entire weekend. So it's something to really get excited about and participate in. Please help us spread the word, because, like I said, the social media networks are a challenge. If you have a way to reach a bunch of people that you think might be interested, please make use of that. It would be helping us out tremendously. Spreading the word, I think that's our strength in the hacker community. Sometimes we don't know certain things are happening because we're not looking in the right place. I don't look in Facebook, and people are constantly telling me things on Facebook, thinking I'm seeing it, and I'm not. And the same goes for Twitter. The same goes for all kinds of different platforms. And everyone seems to have a different way of communicating these days, which makes it so hard to just get the basic word out. That's why we need the help of people who are listening now or people who are listening in the future. And people who read the magazine, people who have been to the conference before, please help us get the word out, because I think HOPE is such a special event. It's very, very unique in the world. It's the 16th time we've done this, and we're doubling down to do it every year, and we want to be able to do that. Excuse me, if I survive.
Please let us know that you are sharing stuff, and if you come up with your own tag, let us know what that tag is, so that we can find what you're sharing with people, because we want to boost it as well. And you could probably use like HOPE_16. That's probably a good one to start with, or HOPE Conference. There's plenty of ways to magnify your posts or your comments or your referencing maybe some of the speaker announcements. But it's great that we know, we love that feedback, and then we can also try to make sure other people see it through our channels.
I think I have the flu, but we'll find out.
Well, that won't be important to this part of the show.
Well, it will be if I don't make calls. It to the rest of the show. But
do you need a cough drop or something?
I already have a pocket full of cough drops.
Oh, that's not it. Okay.
No, I'm trying, and water and things like that.
But okay.
Yeah. What do we got? Phone number?
Okay. 802. Do you need like a button of peyote or something? Or like something, you know?
We'll talk.
Okay. All right. 802-321-4225.
Oh, sorry. I thought I had that down.
That's 802-321-HACK. Like you're doing.
Very funny. Very fun. I'm glad everybody is getting such a... such entertainment out of this. I thought I had Lyme disease. I did, because I was aching all over, and I got bitten by a tick a couple of weeks ago. But I always get bitten by ticks. They like me. I went to urgent care, and they gave me this antibiotic in case I wanted to take it, thinking maybe I had Lyme disease. You can't tell for another month if you have it or not.
Yeah, you have to test for antibodies.
I didn't have a rash. I didn't have the telltale symptoms. They weren't sure I even had it. But I took one of those pills, and it made me sick instantly. So I stopped taking them, because the next day the pain went away, and now I just have a cough. So I don't know what's going on, but that's the rundown of me being run down. All right, so phone number 802-321-4225. We're waiting for a call still.
Yeah, this will be a bright point. This will uplift you.
Talk about my health more.
You'll feel better.
All right.
Yes. So if you're out there and you have questions or comments for us, or you're perhaps a licensed medical professional with expertise in Lyme disease.
I don't have Lyme. I'm pretty sure I don't have it. I stopped taking those pills. Cause,
you know, that's a symptom of the flu, is thinking you have Lyme disease.
Yeah, I imagine it is.
All right, I plugged the phone back in.
How long was it unplugged for?
I just realized, because it's very noisy. You want to take this?
We did a whole show once with it unplugged before we realized.
You want me to take this?
Before we were getting no calls. Yeah, take that.
Are you sure you want me to take this?
I know
this?
Who it is, so yeah, let's get it over
with. All right.
It's like downing the medicine. You have to do it. Except for when it makes you sick. Oh, we have that hum again, Kyle. Now, you said there was a way to make the hum go away.
Oh, come on. It was all right.
It was. We tested it before the show again, and you made the hum go away. So how is the hum back? It was gone.
It's not that bad.
It's bad enough. I don't understand.
Hello?
Yeah, hold on a second. I don't understand how we tested this. There was no hum. Oh, wait. Okay, that's better. Just keep your hand like that.
I can't hold my hand here the whole time.
Do you believe in the show or not? Oh, no. Okay.
All right. Okay,
go ahead, caller. I think we hear you.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Way loud, we hear you, yes, but I'm picking something up.
Yes, I think that the 2600 meetings should be called 2600 gatherings instead of meetings, because they're not really meetings.
Yeah, we made that observation many, many years ago, but meetings is what it started. You know, it dates back to the TAP meetings, you know, the old TAP magazine, because they used to have weekly meetings on Fridays in New York City. And we kind of latched on to their wagon.
Wait, TAP had their meetings in 26 in New York City?
Yeah, you're kind of late to that. I think the last one was in 1986.
I thought they were overseas, TAP.
No, TAP is not overseas. Unless you're talking about the Portuguese airline. No, they're the Hacker Mag. Well, it wasn't a Hacker magazine. It was kind of like an anarchist slash technology slash phone freak newsletter that came out in the early 1970s to 80s.
Do they have a website? I mean, I'd like to see what that was like. But anyway, is there going to be a 2600 meeting on July or gathering on July 4th?
July 4th is a Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Friday, July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Did not know that. I don't know. It depends on if the Citigroup building is open.
Well, if it's not, we'll have the 2600 gathering the next Friday. So we'll be like, the next Friday is the first Friday.
No, the next Friday is July 11th. That's not the first Friday.
No, but being that, you know, things will be closed on July 4th.
But we haven't established that. We don't know that. We need to go and find out.
Regular, yeah, but it's a holiday. I mean, it's a regular holiday. I mean, I can find out and get things, back to you next week.
Things aren't open on holidays? Things are always open on holidays.
Well, I mean, not that kind of holiday. I mean, it's a regular holiday. Well, last Friday was June 13th, and things were closed. Not everything, but...
June 13th is just, what, Friday the 13th? That things were closed for that?
Yeah, Juneteenth, that new holiday, Juneteenth.
Juneteenth is tomorrow, you...
No, it's June 13th.
No, it's June 19th.
Yeah, it's June 19th. I don't know where you're getting your information from.
Okay, would you like me to see if the Citigroup building is going to be open on July 3rd? I doubt it is.
Yeah,
I will contact them and check. But I believe, going by what's happened on previous federal holidays, the atrium will be open because it is still a privately owned public space, which means they have to be open at reasonable hours. But the restaurants inside may not be as open. I don't know who will, you know.
So then,
what
why
food,
did we have to
move
the 2600 gathering to New Year's Day to the next week?
New Year's Day is a holiday. I mean, that's a real holiday.
Yeah, well, July 4th is.
Maybe.
But July 4th is also a day where people go out and hang out and stuff, and what better day to have a 2600 meeting?
And hills are probably not going to be snowy on July 4th as it may be on January 1st.
Well, I'm not going to be there. Well, I'm leaving for the Far East on the 15th or the 16th of July.
I was going to suggest that, actually. Okay, good. And how far east will you be going?
How far am I? I'm going like the middle to the end of July.
No, we're asking where you're going.
Oh, going to Nova to I'm going to Uzbekistan, Tashkent, Uzbekistan, and then I'm going from there to Novosibirsk, Russia, which is the third largest city in Russia. Being that I've been to the first largest city and second largest city in Russia, I want to visit the third largest city in Russia.
Are you going to visit every city in Russia until you're done?
No, I'm not going to visit every city in Russia. It's just too much of a pain. I just wanted to know what the third city in Russia was like, and the fact that, you know, I'll be like 11 hours ahead of New York City and, you know, 300 miles from China and 300 miles from Afghanistan and, you know...
Yeah, no, that sounds fascinating.
Yeah, let's see what else.
This is the loudest I've ever heard Rebel. By the way, I don't recall him ever being this loud. I don't think it's him. I think it's us. I think we improved our sound.
Well, I hear the hum. Let's see.
Alex has a point. Please let Alex say something.
Yeah,
all right, Alex.
Question. Okay. Questions to the rest of our panel here.
Alex, can you hear me?
Oh my God! Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear Alex Rebel? Can you?
I can't hear Alex.
Well, he's kind of mumbling. So Alex, speak up and speak closer to a microphone.
Yeah. Well, did anybody else not think?
Why didn't you tell
what
he was?
Oh my God! Let him speak. All right, go ahead, Alex.
Did anybody else not think this was Rebel when he started talking? I didn't think it was.
He sounded a little different. Yeah, but it could be because of the incredible volume. You know,
maybe
I did not hear what he said.
This is weird. I mean, is this just Rebel that can't hear other people? Rob, you say something. See if he can hear you.
Rebel, you hear me, dude?
Rob, I can hear.
So, Alex, what the hell, Alex? You got to be more like Rob.
I don't know.
Yeah, Alex, be more like Rob.
Yeah, Alex, be more like Rob.
Or be more like Rebel.
Yeah, everybody here is loud. Everybody here is loud except for Alex. So, Alex, you need to be louder.
Why am I always the one with audio problems? This is really annoying.
I don't know. Yeah. It's your audio. You got to figure that out.
We should test it on another call.
Maybe you should call in and talk to Rebel that way.
Yeah, exactly. Rebel, let me give you my phone number.
You know, I really still can't believe you can't figure this out. I mean,
figure what out? We figured it out. You sound better than you've ever sounded before. And no thanks at all. Yeah.
What about Alex?
Well, we can't control other human beings, all right? He's in a totally different part of the world. I don't know what the hell he's using.
That's right. I mean, I'm in Tashkent at the moment.
They're both next. All of them are on the same damn signal screen. Okay, so Gila and Rob, you can hear, but you can't hear Alex. So I don't understand.
Maybe because he's in London. Is he in London?
No, he seems to be. Hang on. Where does he look like? It looks like to me like he is in Manhattan. But yeah, I could be wrong. Right. Yeah. Is that right? Okay, that could be it right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. You know, these New York internet
companies. Well, maybe we should just get telephones, you know, instead of this, you know, signal thing. Just, you know, get a telephone and just, you know, use phone smart features and, you know, things like that.
Yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Well, I am on a 14-4.
I would too, actually, but.
Why don't you get an asterisk system?
That's about 30 years late, but yeah, you could do that.
Wouldn't it should be something that hopes like that, the people making phone systems and...
I'm just glad we have a connection with no hum.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just listen to it. Well, I mean, it's a slight hum, but it's fine. And the voice is much louder than the hum.
We could build something, but we've built a lot. And, that takes volunteers, it takes interest, it takes resources, and... We really got to have attendees that want to volunteer and want to be a part of like a conference phone network that we set up. It's totally not out of the realm of possibility. If people want to do that, but they got to get their tickets, they got to register, they got to create a group on the wiki, they got to wrangle different people because... we're getting volunteers, we want to get people together, get them talking, get them coordinating, setting up, being self-directed, and that's absolutely part of it. So volunteer, talk to other people who are volunteering, yes. look, check out the wiki, create a project like that. You have a lot of phones, maybe you have a tiny microcontroller that could run a PBX. I mean, it doesn't take that much anymore. We are in an age that there is a wealth of processing power. The kinds of equipment you needed to run that in the past would have, occupied the entirety of someone's trunk in their car. Mm-hmm. Now you can probably fit it in your pocket and show up. Maybe not breaking it out into twisted pair, but if you know anyone, if anyone out there is interested and you think, hey, we could run some twisted pair around and set up extensions and do that, by all means, we would love to have that. And as far as doing it here on the show, it does take a fair amount of wrangling, and I would like help on stuff like that, mm-hmm. so that it isn't on any one person's shoulders. And that extends to the conference as well. We have an incredible network team. We have a lot of enthusiasm, but they're tasked with setting up what network that will be there to support attendees. And we have to augment a lot of that. We have to offload it. We need people to sort of load balance one another and delegate. So it takes volunteers. It takes interest.
But it's a lot of fun to be working on all this and to build this community and to meet all kinds of people. And we're very open to all kinds of projects. We've got a lockpick village. We've got all kinds of displays and vendors and people who are very enthusiastic coming to the conference. So... It's all sorts of possibilities, and it makes all kinds of other things possible. It's really magical. It's been magical since 1994 when we had the first one. Alex has something to say, but he's not going to be heard by Rebel. But what we'll do is we'll transcribe what you say.
I just want to say if people can set up a PBX and it fits in a box of cereal, like that's the challenge. Like the entirety of it fits in a box of cereal, I'll be impressed.
Like a single serving box of cereal?
No, like just a box of cereal. If you can fit all the equipment for your your PBX for hope. If you can fit it all in a box of cereal, that's the challenge.
Without the cereal in it, take the cereal out.
Yeah, take the cereal out, right. But it could be any kind of, it doesn't have to be Crunch or anything. It could be all kinds of different.
Well, it should be Captain Crunch. I mean,
if you want to be cheeky.
Closest thing to a phone freak cereal.
Your favorite cereal.
Right.
And we'll run all the lines into that.
Lucky Charms, you could do that.
That's where we'll just store it, and that will be the centralized location.
Honey Bunches of Oats, maybe?
All right. So, yeah, that's the gauntlet. Throw down.
All right. Alex, say whatever you have to say, and if Rebel can't hear you, we will say it louder.
The question was, to Rebel, really? You know, Rebel, can you hear me now?
He cannot hear you now.
He's pretending.
Wow.
He's pretending. There's no way to know. But
or he could be, off dialing another line or something.
No, Rebel, you are there, right?
Yeah, and I cannot hear Alex. Okay. I heard Kyle, I hear, but not Alex.
Yes. Maybe you just have an Alex-like impediment.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be the first. But Alex, say what you're going to say so we can tell Rebel what you're going to say.
No, that was it. What was it?
You didn't say anything.
Another call here.
You didn't say anything.
I did. That's what I said. You can't hear me?
That's what you said? You can't hear me?
Oh, my goodness.
Wait. What did you want to say to Rebel? This is so ridiculously confusing.
Yeah.
What did you... Just now, what was it you wanted to say that Rebel couldn't hear?
I was just asking him if he could hear me. That was it.
That's it? That's all you have to say?
That was it. That was the only question to him.
What, you the Verizon guy? Can you hear me now? That's all you say?
Yeah. I don't want to prolong this misery.
Nobody does. Nobody does. I'm sorry, Gila, you had something?
No, I was saying exactly what you were saying, that he was doing his impression of the Verizon guy. I do want to thank the 49 listeners who are hanging in with us through this. We appreciate it. We're hearing overall that everybody sounds good. We're hearing from YouTube listeners that Alex is audible. General consensus, Alex, is that your sound is always a little off.
Why do we only have 49 listeners? We should have hundreds.
I agree with
you. We only have 53.
Go out and get us some listeners. Again, people don't know about us.
This is impatient, Rebel, and I'm...
No, he's right. He's right. We should have hundreds. Nay, thousands. Did I say nay? Yeah, we should have thousands of listeners. Why not?
Now, how many years have you been in business?
Everyone has heard of the radio show. Everyone has heard of the conference. Everyone's heard of the magazine. But we can't reach people because nobody knows how to communicate anymore. People don't even use email. I don't get it. I mean, if you don't use email, how do you communicate? You're not sending postcards, you're not calling each other on the telephone, you don't know each other's phone numbers. I just think a lot of us are just not communicating. So we need to improve on that. But if there is a big, massive hacker group that, I'm not aware of, everybody's talking and connecting, please spread the word about hope there. That'd be a very nice thing to do. Yes. Anyway, Rebel, we're going to move on, but this has been delightful.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We'll talk to you later.
Hey, bye.
Bye. That was too easy. It was really too easy. Did you slam the phone down like that, Kyle?
I dropped the handset, yeah.
All right. 802-321-4225. Sorry, go ahead.
We did have a listener ask us if, because the hum stopped when, Kyle, you had your hand over on the switch, so someone asked if we're taking calls on a theremin. I think that might be a fun exercise.
Yeah, well, we're open to all sorts of possibilities.
Got our theremin going.
802-321-4225 is our phone number if you want to be a part of this, whatever this is.
And big thanks to our friend Lex, who just shared the overtime link on Mastodon to try to get more people over here. So thank you for that, Lex. We appreciate it. And now it's been boosted from the show. So that's all very exciting.
Long time.
I will throw in here while we're waiting for another caller at 802-321-HACK that if you'd like to do something else to help us out, you could always go to buddy.wbai.org and help keep our radio station home doing what it does and help keep us doing what we do. Fundraising is crucial. The BAI Buddy system gives us a dependable income at BAI, which is amazing in the nonprofit world. And the listeners, you listeners, are the only thing that's kept the station going for over, for 60 years now.
Let me just step, when you say gives us an income, we do not get a penny. It all goes to the radio station to keep the station on the air, to pay the bills, that kind of thing.
Yes, indeed. We're all volunteers, the bunch of us.
Very much volunteers. And I would like to point out that if WBAI stops existing or decides that Off the Hook isn't pulling its weight and cancels us, overtime's going away too. Because if there's no regular time, there's no overtime. So if you enjoy having this experience, it might behoove you to support the show as well.
Are there people that only listen to overtime and don't listen to Off the Hook?
But huge numbers. There are people who live outside of our radio.
How am I supposed to interpret that?
No, there are people who live outside of our radio catchment area.
Right, but we're on the internet, so that solves that problem.
There are also YouTubers who sail in the course of their YouTubing and just catch this aspect. Okay,
A YouTuber does not listen to other audio sources, such as WBAI.org, which plays the live stream of our show. A YouTuber only hears things that are on YouTube.
I just want to know the rules. Fit that description.
Just want to understand how it works.
I don't think there's rules, but I think there's people that think that YouTube is just, that is the internet. It's just YouTube.
I agree. And you can get lost in that world.
But it also does kind of remind me of when I was in high school, and there were people who didn't go to the prom but went to after prom.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Well, you didn't have to buy a ticket, I guess, right?
You had to buy a ticket for after prom.
Well, what's the difference between after prom and prom then?
Well, prom was the dance, and after prom was like the lock-in at our high school, so no one died of drunk driving.
Oh, no, we just did the driving and went to, a beach or something. No ticket involved. Well, actually, there was a ticket involved, but a different kind of ticket. I don't want to get
understood.
Into,
We also are, by the way, getting notes from a couple of listeners. The BAI stream is bad. It cuts out a lot. So people will catch us via 2600.
Okay.
Through our podcast archive or podcast feeds or whatever the next day.
Yeah, so we record it locally and then we have it posted. It's up right now, in fact. I don't know what you're listening to us for because you could listen to us before. We're less tired then.
The station has been rearranging some things, and they do have some consistency problems with their stream, but they're aware of it. They do the best that they can. We've noticed it on like smart devices. If you stream, because we monitor some occasionally, and other methods as well. Although I think their main page stream is pretty good most of the time, but we obviously. That's not one that
we cut off for us before when we were monitoring.
Right, but we don't. Yeah, we use it on other devices and it cuts off. But other, we could use like a main page stream, but we haven't typically used the main page audio for monitoring. Maybe we should. I think we've done it as a backup, but it's not as readily available. Try as many methods as you can to get a live copy.
It would be good if they solved that problem. I don't know what the issue is, why it's taking so long to figure it out. There are real companies there that are that the station is paying for service, so it should be working.
All the more reason to donate and make sure that engineering is staffed and available, and their providers are happy with the station as customers. So it's understood that people might have some qualms or just some complaints about the reliability of it, but they really do the best they can. And ordinarily it's somewhat listenable.
Is there something wrong with our phone? Because nobody's calling.
802-321-4225.
All right. But there's nobody on it, right? Cause it's unusual for the phone not to ring.
We are taking calls and the line is open at present.
You won't catch what I have. If that's what you're worried about. Cause I don't know what I have. And it's 802-321-4225. You want to share that with us, Gila? Whatever you find so amusing.
So people are talking about, you know, joining us for the live show, for the live stream, whatever. And Funsox just chimed in and said, I'm only here to make Gila giggle live on stream.
Well, that's easy. All he has to do is say that and you start giggling?
I was entertained.
Wow.
But people always thought I'd be easier to make laugh than I was. And they could never get me in how to, like, in Make Your Counselor Laugh at camp. They could never, ever get me. It's harder than you might think.
I think you might have to explain what you just said for people who don't know what the hell you're talking about.
So we're just going to, you're going to get this story unless somebody else calls in. So there's this thing that it was an activity we would do at camp, the summer camp that I attended and worked at, where you'd try to make your counselors laugh, and all the staff would be sitting there with water in their mouths, and everybody was assigned a different point level, and you'd try to make them laugh. And the way you could determine that was if they spat out the water they had in their mouth. And I was always assigned a very low point value because people assumed it was really, really, really easy to make me laugh. And they all failed miserably every time. When I put my mind to it, I can do it. This is why we need a phone call.
Is it possible the ringer is off, Kyle? No? No, we're just not getting any calls.
Yeah.
All right, well, give it another couple of minutes. I think we always have to say we're going to go in a couple of minutes unless we get a call, and that gets the calls to come in. 802-321-4225, so we'll give it until 45 past the hour.
We're also available at 833-755-2600. That's 833-755-2600.
And I should point out that next week there is no overtime. See, that worked. There is no overtime next week because we are doing a call-in show on WBAI from 7 to 8. So that'll be fun. It'll also be challenging if nobody can hear the stream, but hopefully it's fixed by then. We have a phone call. All right. Good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello?
Go ahead. We hear you.
I am a friend of this dude.
Of who?
I really miss the good old times from the 1990s.
Yes. What do you miss about the 1990s?
I like the times when Toy Story came out.
Okay. Well, it came out once, I think, unless there were sequels.
I also like that Halloween Christmas movie.
Uh-huh. All right. Anything else?
And the Little Rascals.
Well, that came out a long time before that, but unless there was
a rumor.
I mean, not the first Little Rascals.
Oh, the other Little Rascals. Yeah, okay.
The modern one.
Right. Yeah, well, 1990s.
The modern one, which was like 30 years ago now.
Special time. Yeah, so that's where we are, 30 years ago.
Were you born in the 1980s?
I was born before then.
Before that?
Before that, yes. There was a period before that.
1970s?
I'm not going to narrow down the date for you. I'm just going to say that I've been around.
Oh. And I like the good old times in Bay Terrace in earlier than 2010.
Where is Bay Terrace?
Bay Terrace, Bayside, Queens.
Oh, okay. Another Queens call.
I like them better earlier than 2010.
Uh-huh. Well, okay, I think we've established that you like things from the past, and there were some good things back then.
I had a lot of great memories back then.
Well, time to start making new memories.
Hey, can I get a hold?
Huh?
Can I get a hold?
Rebel, is that you? That's you, Rebel's next to you, isn't he?
Yep.
I suspected this from the very beginning.
Yep, that dude is next to me.
Okay, Rebel, this counts as a phone call of yours. I'm sorry, but we're going to move on. And Rebel, we do not expect to hear from you next week. And you know what will happen if we do. Wow. how was I mean, it was I didn't want to say this sounds like a Rebel sponsored call, but it sure did, and I was too patient.
The first thing he said was, "I'm a friend of this dude."
Yeah, but am I supposed to draw from that that you know, there's only one person out there that would see, folks, this is what happens when there aren't enough calls. So we'll give it another couple of minutes. 802-321-4225.
It's also what happens when you're under Rebel's influence.
Can you look at the number there? Make sure it's not the same area code. All right. And good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead. Speak up.
Hello, we're going to be back here next week.
What is this?
Turn your radio down.
Yeah, turn your radio down or talk into your phone. That's better. We can hear this. Oh, I was quite enjoying that conversation. All right. Losing patience fast, really am. 802-321-4225. If it's another silly call, it's going to be the last call. So give that person a moment to think about that. One more ring and pick it up. All right, here we go. And good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime.
I'm not sure if y'all have talked about this already, but I was just wondering what your opinion was on the NYC election, like all your candidates and so forth.
Oh, wow. Well, I don't think any of us are going to reveal who we're voting for or not voting for, but the whole thing is really an interesting race. A lot of diverse people running, backgrounds, opinions, things like that. You know, I think Brad Lander really got some points yesterday by being arrested by ICE. That was something that you don't see every day. Actually, you do see it every day now.
I thought his ad where he's like taking a phone call and like has a legal pad and then he starts eating a hot dog in a roller coaster.
Yeah, that was a good ad.
I thought that was hilarious because he kept a straight face the whole time, but you could tell he had a lot of fun making that ad.
Uh-huh.
Because he's just riding the roller coaster in Coney Island. I think it was Coney Island, but yeah, anyway, I don't have an opinion on any of it. I'm not going to be, I don't participate in these local races, but it is interesting, the field.
Yeah, it is. Rob, did you have an opinion?
Yeah, I do not have a horse in the race yet because as a non-affiliated voter, I don't vote with a party, so I don't have anything to do with the primaries, which is what the current season is. So I think all of you out there with political parties, now's your chance to figure your crap out so I can start thinking of which one I like.
Go ahead, Gita.
Sorry, I am registered with a party, and I would just like to point out that the best thing that you can do, in addition to having an understanding of who the candidates are, is an understanding of how ranked choice voting works. And quite frankly, an understanding of how ranked choice voting does not work. I'm not going to say anything about any of the candidates, but what I will say, because this was misinformation that was shared in a group I'm in today, is that if two candidates have cross-endorsed each other, it does not mean that if one of them gets knocked out, the other one gets the votes for that one. Right? So I think it's very, very, very key that we do a better job talking about how ranked choice voting works if we're going to be sticking with this system.
Well, can you explain the cross-endorsement strategy then?
Yes. So basically, a few candidates have said, if you're ranking me number one, that's awesome. Please also rank these other two people or other two or three people. And it does not mean that if candidate A and candidate B are cross endorsing, then your vote for candidate A will count for candidate B. That's not how that works. Mm-hmm. The other thing I would recommend and mention is that you can bring in your own list. You can make notes for yourself and bring them to the voting booth with you. If you're voting early in New York City this week, that's still going on. If you're waiting for next Tuesday, you can do it as well. Do your research, do your homework, make a plan, because otherwise it's just going to be a mess.
Yeah, and the only advice I would offer is that anyone who does vote, if your candidate doesn't make it, if you don't want Adams to return and you don't want a Republican, you need to support whoever it is that does win, even if that makes you really, really unhappy, because the alternative could be far, far worse. And Kyle, go ahead.
Yeah.
Caller, do you have an opinion about anything specific to ranked choice or the debate or the field of candidates so far? What's your take so far?
I do have an opinion. I'm not voting for that guy, Ramzami. I think I forget the name.
You got it right. Ramzami.
Yeah, I like Cuomo personally, so I will be voting for Cuomo myself. I don't like Ramzami, and I don't like, you know, a lot of the freebies and a lot of the stuff he's talking about. I don't really think it's feasible. He's just saying these things that are really not going to happen, or if they do happen, it's going to come at a heavy cost, heavy hidden cost.
Caller, so, do you mind if I ask, since you mentioned Cuomo, all of the kind of baggage or whatever might be said about him negatively notwithstanding, what personally do you think about him makes him your choice? Maybe I'm not going to bait you with stuff, but why do you like him? What about him do you think the city needs?
Well, I like him because he's a centrist, and I don't really like anyone on too far left, too far right. To me, they're all the same to me. And just guys, the people who are way out there on the left or way out there on the right, to me, I just like the centrist. And all that nursing home stuff, you know, stuff they're talking about, you know, all that is bad, but honestly, I really don't, it doesn't bother me as much. I mean, that was COVID. During that time, it was a rough time. It was just a new thing. And, I mean, we were just kind of winging it at that time. So I just think they're being a little bit unfair with the whole nursing home accusations and all that kind of stuff.
No, I agree with you there. You know? It's upsetting to see the same Republican talking points being used by Democrats that want to get an advantage. But the other thing to point out about the nursing home thing, just as many people died in nursing homes in Florida, and you never hear anybody criticizing DeSantis for that.
Right.
So go ahead,
that's
Kyle.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Him, in your view, being sort of a centrist, is there anything specifically you think the city needs or that he should prioritize, or that you, assuming he was elected, that he could get done or that should get done?
Well, I like his position on the police issue. You know, I don't want all that defund the police stuff and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, you can reform the police, but anything about defunding the police or getting rid of police, anything on those lines is not, I don't really want to hear that, honestly.
Yeah, I don't think Mamdani is really really believing in that. I think he believes in getting rid of the bad cops, which seems to be awfully hard to do sometimes. I see Cuomo latching onto Mamdani's previous statements, but not asking about, okay, how do you feel right now? Have you evolved? And I don't think that's a bad thing to evolve, if in fact you have.
Yeah, he is using like excerpts from like interviews and stuff.
I also think he's a little young. I mean, he's not very young. He's in his 30s, but I also think he's young and he's not. I mean, he's definitely young politically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean,
he is.
You know.
But there's something about him I like, but I hear what you're saying about the experience and maybe a bit too idealistic. Yeah, there's something to be said for that. But if he were to win, would you support him in the general?
I mean, I guess so. I'd really rather not. I guess, you know what? I may, if he, because Adams is going to run in the general. If he wins, I may just vote for Adams, actually. I may just vote for Adams, because Adams is going to run as an independent. I may just vote for him.
Yeah, but he's kind of beholden to Trump right now. I don't know if that matters to you.
That's the problem.
That's a big problem. That is a big problem.
That's like a hold your nose situation.
Yeah. I think any one of the Democratic, well, except for the hedge fund guy. What's his name? That guy just seems out of touch.
Whitney Tilson?
Yeah, that guy. Of all the other candidates, though, I wouldn't be too upset if they were mayor. Him, I would be upset by.
Right.
And what's this about Cuomo getting an endorsement by Bloomberg, and that's a good thing? I don't understand why that's a good thing. We didn't like Bloomberg when he was mayor, did we? I don't remember that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good thing for money. I'm sure Bloomberg gave him a bunch of money. I'm assuming he did for, you know.
Well, yeah, I guess if you look at it that way. Gila, go ahead.
The other thing I would like to point out about the line that Adams is running on in the general election, and I would just like to point out that the views I'm about to share are my own and are not representative of any of the other panelists on Off the Hook. Eric Adams is running on the Stop Anti-Semitism line in the mayoral election, and it is the most pandering bullshit I have ever heard of in my life. As a Jewish person, this does not make me feel safer. This does not make me feel better. And the fact that he is hosting some sort of incredibly anti-Semitic TikToker at Gracie Mansion, while he has the temerity to say he is running on the anti-Semitism platform, which is just to scare people about Zoran Mandani.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he criticizes Israel, yes. I hear that.
Caller, just think about it, is all I'm saying. And we have some time until November, but, like, the pandering kind of makes my teeth hurt.
Yeah, I hear you. Any other thoughts,
Caller? All right, that's about it. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you very much for calling. Take care. Okay, and the phone has been hung up.
I missed.
All right. We only have a couple minutes. If there's a quick call, we'll take it, 802-321-4225, but has to be quick because can't do this all night. Although I feel better. My voice is better. How'd that happen? Maybe that's the thing. If you have something in your throat, you just got to keep talking. All right. We're learning.
I've often found that to be the case.
Work it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. 802-321-4225. 802-321-HACK, 833-755.
Don't need to keep giving out the number when the phone's ringing. And good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes. Where are you calling from?
This is a guy from Queens, okay?
Uh-oh. I know who this is.
Yes. And I got to tell you something.
Uh-uh.
I'm a Jew. You guys are too much hating Israel, and I'm going to tell you that
Hold on. What did we say about
Israel? Really honest about it.
We didn't say anything about Israel. We didn't say a damn thing.
Look at how they're attacking. They were attacked on the 7th. Okay. And you know what? Not every politician is perfect, but I think I think Trump is trying. I know you guys hate him. And I wish you guys would do is be so less leftist and be more into the technology. Maybe you'll get more people to come.
Well, we are into technology, and I don't think that's the issue. I don't think if you look at the program, if you look at attendees of the past, you'll see that we respect each other's opinions. We have different opinions. We disagree.
I know. Listen, you have a right to disagree, but when you get to the point in saying, well, because, people are acting like hoodlums and we're losing our freedoms. I don't think I'm losing a lot of my freedoms. I think we need some law and order in this country.
We have plenty of law and order in this country. It would be nice if the administration would follow it.
Well, you know what? I think he's doing a pretty good job. I know you guys probably don't like what's happening with Iran, but want Iran to have a nuclear weapon? There's a lot of things.
Well,
I disagree with you guys.
Let me just tell you something. The U.S., the U.S. intelligence... U.S. intelligence... Please let me get a word in.
I think a lot of people are boycotting your hope.
Well, I'd like to hear that. If that's true, please say it out loud. But
I'll say it out loud. No. I'm not coming because you guys are so far to the left, the boat's going to tip over.
Okay, well, that's one person. Okay, fine. And we respect that. But just to tell you something, the U.S. intelligence community recently concluded that Iran was not building a nuclear weapon. So I don't know who to believe.
Well, please.
That's our own intelligence community. Right. That's our own intelligence. They're not leftist.
But as far as I'm concerned, yes, I do think Iran is trying to get a weapon. They have said death to the Jews.
Well, they say death to a lot of... They say death to America constantly. That's part of their mantra. It's not acceptable. I agree with you there. But I don't know if it's worth World War III over, and that's what a lot of people are worried about right now. You know, when you have...
By the way, your hum coming into me is about 40% of your voice. You do have a very loud hum, much louder hum on my side, and I'm calling from it. By the way, just so you know, you could build a PBX using a Raspberry Pi and using Asterisk, and you could just build it out to a bunch of switches. And all you need is, a 48-volt power supply, and you can probably run a lot of, or a low-voltage supply and run a lot of phones today.
See, the tech info gets out there. It does. You just got to wait for it.
No, I'll be very, very honest. I'm somewhat conservative, and I would love to debate you guys, because I know you guys think that, you think Trump is evil. I can think of a lot of people that were evil. I mean, you hear people saying, Trump did sexist. Well, look at what Clinton did.
Hey, there are a lot of evil people in the world, but,
back throughout history, I know one of you guys is a lawyer. You go back to a guy like Roosevelt, put people in camps when the Japanese attacked.
Yes, that's wrong.
You know, every president has baggage.
That's wrong. He was a Democrat. The first ones to say that was wrong. That was horrible. That should never be repeated. But, Trump did send Marines into a city to face off against U.S. citizens. That's never been done before.
No, he's not facing off against... See, that's where you're giving misinformation.
What are they there for?
There was definite looting. I'm blind, and I could even see that there was looting.
I watched it live.
People coming in.
Excuse me, I watched it. I watched it live on Saturday.
Regulations.
I watched it live on Saturday. Oh boy!
Immigration without control. Yes. Do we need immigrants? Of course. My grandparents were immigrants because I'm a Jew. They came over and they asked to come in before they came in, and they had to go to Ellis Island. Mm-hmm. And some of them were sent back because they weren't healthy. And everyone in that generation that came over. Okay. They didn't go on welfare. They didn't get free housing like a lot of people are getting. Okay? That's really the honest. And what I also don't like as a blind person is the scare tactic by a certain amount of people saying, Trump is going to take away all your benefits. I don't think any benefits to people who really need it are going to be taken away. Is there fraud? Absolutely, there's fraud.
Yeah, there's fraud everywhere. That's true. But there are benefits being taken away.
I think there's nothing wrong with trying to do it. Do I think he does everything right? No. Do I think Doge was completely correct? No. Do I think Leon, I can't even spell Musk, that guy? I think guy's a little fruitcake. I don't even like his cars to begin with. But do people have a right to go ahead and attack people's cars, people who bought the cars?
Okay.
They didn't know what he was going to do 2 years down the road. A lot of people who bought their cars got their cars keyed.
You're talking about many different things here.
On the left.
Okay, but you're talking about many things here, and you're packaging everything that you disagree with as a product of the left, which is not true. All right, people who are looting are not leftists; they're criminals. They take advantage of a situation. Now, on Saturday, I was watching KTLA from Los Angeles, and I saw it was MSNBC, was it CNN? It was one of the networks, and the National Guard or the police, one of them, started firing into the crowd. They started firing flashbangs. This crowd was just standing there. They were not looting. It was still daytime. There was no cause for that. And that is how people get angry, and that's how people start doing things which are criminal behavior. Absolutely. But it's not just evil versus good. There's a lot of nuance there. And, there are a lot of angry people. You can't ignore 5 million people marching on one day. That's significant.
Well, listen, by the way, they have a right to march. And I'm not, I would have gone out there No King's Day. As far as, listen, if you want to talk about No King's Day, the people that went out to march at 100%, as far as I know, there was very little looting or any problems. That is our right as an American to go out and protest.
That's right.
As far as having the parade, that military parade, I think it was a good thing. I think it was just a way of saying, hey, we should be proud of the people that serve. Interesting things are just the technology. All the countries do it too. They
have
parades.
Honestly, I kind of agree, because it was so... such a non-event that it really didn't live up to all the fear that people had of it. I mean, that squeaky tank, what was up with that? Why couldn't they make that not squeak? I think, you know, the weaponry just looked kind of small, you know, and not very impressive.
You know what? Regardless of how they look, what did people think? Did you think they were going to start shooting people on the street? Do you think they were going to march down like they do in Moscow Square? No, I think it was just showing off some military stuff, showing that it was their 250th anniversary, that it is their 250th anniversary of the Army. And you know what? No one said you have to go. And by saying, King, no one is telling me that I have to have a portrait of Trump in my house, and I wouldn't have a portrait of any president. Maybe I'll have a picture of some president, because, you know, whatever. But the idea is this. No one is commanding us. In other countries, you're told to have a portrait. And I think that is carried too far. You know, I just wish you guys would be more into the technology and less into the politics. You know, yes, you can talk about, you know, you can say things, but you guys are pushing it too far, and I think you're turning people off. And I tell you what, you had a lot of people. If you had less people this year, and the thing that should give you an idea, that maybe you should look at what you're saying. That's all.
All right.
If you
you know what?
Look at your own selves and have reflection. Well, that's up to you.
I guess we leave it up to the attendees then. If they agree with this, then we have to take a good look at ourselves. I'm not convinced that that's the reason why, but maybe it is. So tell us.
Well, maybe you ought to put out a poll or something on 2600, ask people how they feel about, you know.
Yeah, but that doesn't reach the people who are going to attend. It just reaches people that can flood a poll.
Yeah, by the way, just so you know about BAI is concerned, I wouldn't, I'll say it here because we're not on BAI. I wouldn't contribute to BAI for a couple of reasons. It's too far Jew-hating. And also, a lot of the good, some of the good programs they used to have are gone. They used to have Gary Knopf.
All right. Well, we're not gonna get into all that because that will take forever. But you're entitled to your opinion, and you're entitled to support what you want to support. Absolutely.
That is absolutely correct. And guess what? BAA has a right to exist, and if hopefully no one, if BAA wants to be on the air, fine. They want to be on 99.5 with a 50 kilowatt FM signal I think they're coming out of Four Condé Nast. Hey,
Times Square.
That's all I could say, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, there's plenty of conservative radio stations out there, so I don't think anyone has anything to worry about.
Guess what? It bothers me to see, and I heard you guys talk about this, it bothers me to see that you got one or two people owning a whole bunch of stations. Look at what they did to CBS 880. It's a shame.
Oh, I agree with you there. Absolutely. That station had a good signal. You could hear the news all the time. WINS, I can never pick them up. It's good to hear.
They're not as strong.
It's good to hear some of the same anchors are on there.
Yeah. I love CBS. I remember when it was when they had a talk show. I remember back in the 60s, okay?
Oh boy.
As a kid, they used to have a show on, and they used to have a 1 or 2 hour show selling ham gear, having a swap. That was back in the 60s. Used to come home from school and listen to that radio station, especially in the summertime. And I can tell you that WCBS 880 has one hell of a signal.
Absolutely. I heard that in Florida. I heard it in Canada.
I heard, where I heard that? I heard that in Greece.
No. WCBS in Greece.
I had a Sony 2010 sitting in Greece, in Saloniki, Heraklion, Greece, back in 94, and I can remember that. And at night, when it got dark there, and it was too dark in the U.S., you could hear CBS rising out of the noise.
That
not strong.
That is something. That rivals any story I've heard. Wow.
And that would happen. And that especially happened in the wintertime. In the summertime, you wouldn't get that too much static. But yes, you could hear. See, you could hear WCBS 880. Because one thing, the European radio stations are on a 9KC channel spacing. In the U.S., we're 10KC. So they weren't on top of someone. They were a couple KCs off from another station.
Yeah, they don't use the same divided by 10 kilohertz. They have like 712 or 814 or something.
No, 9 kilohertz.
Is it
the
9 kilohertz?
892, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's 9 kilohertz basic, which I never understood why. They also run a much tighter, their audio slightly restricted because they run a much tighter bandwidth.
Yeah, they can fit more stations in if they're only 9 kilohertz apart instead of 10.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm just telling you, you know, when I went there, the first day I got into a car with someone, I said, what is this? Why are these stations like space 9 kilohertz apart? I actually spoke to an engineer. They said, they wanted to do it many years ago to be different than the U.S.
I don't know if that's true, but it's a good reason.
But
as
that's
any.
Politics, because you look at 220. Well, they went to 220 voltage at 50 cycles for two reasons. Was because they want a smaller wire size because of copper. But they tend to do things a lot differently. And you know what? Before you had digital TV, you had PAL. And you would have countries, each country would slightly have an offset. Would they be negative or positive, or they would offset the 3.58, you know, color burst, so that you couldn't pick up, you know, another country's stuff for politics. You know, if you were like in Eastern Europe and you were 10 miles away from Bulgaria and you're in Greece, your TV would not sync up to a station coming out of Bulgaria.
Interesting. I didn't know that. Wow. Okay, like a...
Yeah, they had all... Everybody was slightly run differently. And then, obviously, the newer TVs, like in the 90s, had chips that you could switch and pick up different... Each TV could be picked up. But that was a lot of reasons. And also, a lot of places like Greece, they want to tax you for having a TV. Or they want to tax you for having a receiver.
Yeah, they do that in the UK as well.
Yes, and I think that's so bad. But seriously, guys, look at what you're doing, and I think that's what's irritating some people.
All right, well, we'll take that under advisement, but we'll certainly take a look at that open up the dialogue.
About, what type of technology, how can we use our phones without getting hacked? Have stuff on, on PA, when you have your show, talk about how you can protect your credit cards from being hacked from someone walking past your
Well, I think we spent a lot of time talking about those things, and I think tonight was no exception. But we're going to leave it there. But I want to thank you for calling and wish you the best.
Yeah, okay, guys. Bye.
All right. What? Kyle! Not helping, Kyle. Wow. Trouble with the phone there. Yeah, Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, I know who this is, and we see him at Hope, and we always have a nice chat. He will be missed if he doesn't come to Hope. I will say, if you're listening, dude, if you don't come to Hope, is there a way your dog can still come? Because we all love your dog.
That dog was cool. And, I don't want to disturb anybody, but that dog, well, how do I say it? Definitely leftist. The dog is definitely leftist. I'm not going to tell you how I know this. Just say we had a moment where it was clear. It was clear. Most animals are, by the way. Most animals are leftist. In fact, I would say socialist even. Degrees of socialist. Not all dogs.
All dogs
all cats.
Go to heaven, though.
Cats are communist. straight down the line. That I can prove.
I mean, I learned that in what, 1985?
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm sorry. Cats were Bolsheviks.
Most are, yeah, you're right.
No, I saw an American Tale. Cats are Bolsheviks.
Well, it's Perestroika, I think.
Oh, man.
Can you turn down his mic maybe somehow? You're in the same room. All right. Well, anyway, if we're too far left for most people, let us know that. And we'll do better, we promise. But honestly, look at the content that people send to us. We reflect that. We reflect what people want to talk about. And Hope is unique. And, I'd like to see it stay that way. Do we want to take one more call? If it's a quick call, it's not somebody we talked to already. What do you think, Kyle? All right, we're going to try this one more call. And everybody else out there, this is it. No more after this. So good evening. You're on Off the Hook Overtime.
Good evening, gang. This is Tim in Connecticut. How are you tonight?
Hey, Tim in Connecticut. How are you?
Hey.
Not too bad. The last caller is correct. Yeah, I've got a horrible hum on this side. I hope it's coming across okay. I'll check later as I'll unmute my PC.
Yeah, it's hard for us to know what people are hearing from us. We can only rank what we hear. We hear a slight hum, but it's not a loud hum.
Yeah, I think basically the caller's side.
It's not distinguishable. I mean, the caller side. Voices.
Yeah, the caller side's getting
it. I'm sorry.
It's our gift to you. The caller side's getting it more. If I wiggle the cable, it'll be on our side, and then we broadcast.
By the way, we had a really helpful email from a listener, I think 2 weeks ago, trying to solve the hum problem. We never acknowledged him, but I wanted to make sure that word got out that, yes, that's extremely helpful, and we are reading everything you told us, and we're trying all different technical solutions to this. But we never give up. We just get busy with other things. Anyway, Tim, what else is on your mind?
You know, falling on your face is still forward progress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's a good way of looking at it.
Anyway, the primary reason I was calling tonight was because my neighbor was cleaning out his shed, and he was about to throw away this old rotary Bakelite, and I mean like 5-6 pounds of telephone.
Ooh.
That I intercepted, and I now have that. And I was wondering if you guys would want it, or do I just have something on the back porch that I can show people what telephones used to look like?
Well, can you describe it to us?
It's black, it's got a rotary dial, and it's got the bells in a, I don't know, like 4-inch by 6-inch black box.
Mm.
So can you place the era? It'd probably be like a 300 set, maybe, if it's really old, or a 500 with an external ringer. It's on the bottom.
It's
you can probably see
the
stamp.
It has an external ringer.
Oh, it does. Wow.
Yeah,
but, so, I mean, the old wiring on it, I mean, I could always throw it in the back of the car. You could say yay, nay at the time, I'm sure.
Uh-huh. Wow, what's
it doesn't take up a lot of space.
What's that handset like?
It is a heavy little monster, and I think you made mention, you know, it's got that handset that you could actually kill somebody with.
Okay, I was going to ask you that
and
very question.
It would not affect the handset at all.
No, I was going to ask you that very question. Does the handset, is it something you would wound somebody with? Because that's a...
Oh, absolutely.
Or something you could kill somebody with. Because the 1930s, that was the killing handset. 1950s, mm-hmm. the 500 series, I think. 60s.
Yeah,
that's more of wounding.
Would probably survive in a,
you would survive that, yeah.
Blast.
You'd have a nasty bump, but you'd survive, yeah. But the other ones, I think they're made out of metal, not plastic. Wow, and they were just throwing this out.
Right, yeah, he was just cleaning out a shed and saw no use for it because, of course, everybody's got a. So, in fact, he doesn't even have a landline in the house. Everybody's just got a cell phone now.
You know, the day will come when everybody regrets that. I'll say it again.
Bring it to Hope.
Yeah, bring it to Hope. You'll definitely find somebody who's interested in that. Rob has a question. Go ahead.
Well, more of a statement, but with those old phones, the great thing about them is you can always, even if the guts are decrepit, even if the thing doesn't work anymore, you can always rewire these things with a modern microphone, a modern speaker, some modern wiring, and it will work just as well as it did back then if you plug it into even the simulated landline that, like, a VoIP box from, like, a cable company or something like that would give you. So there are ways to actually use these things as working telephones nowadays.
That's interesting. The particular phone, it's heavy enough. It's just really, it's one of those things. I looked online real quick, tried to do an image search, and I couldn't find anything that exactly matched it to pull a model number off.
If you would be interested to email us some pictures of this guy, we'd love to have a look at it and maybe find some more info for
sure.
You.
The regular address?
Yep, oth@2600.com.
I can certainly do that.
Awesome.
All righty, well, I don't want to hold you guys up.
Yeah, we're fading, I think. So thanks for the call. Look forward to seeing you
hope
at home.
You feel better, Emmanuel.
Yes, I do, actually. I think doing a show for a few hours is definitely good medicine.
And... as always, great show. Thanks for what you do.
All right, thank you.
Have a good night.
Be well. And that's our last call of the night. You guys have any closing thoughts?
Stay cool out there, physically and psychologically.
Yeah, we're actually heading into a really significant heat wave here in New York. you know, hydrate, be careful, be safe. Find a cooling center if you need one. They do exist. At finder.nyc.gov, you can find all the cooling centers. You can call 311 if you need help. And yes, please, please, please find out about ranked choice voting. Know what you're doing before you go vote. And yes, Tim, you sounded great. Thank you. Also, yeah, be free, stay free, and fight. That's all I got.
Sounds good. Alex, anything from you?
No, just good night, everybody. Always a pleasure. I'll talk with you all next week from another location.
Yeah, call-in show on WBAI from 7 to 8. No overtime next week. So we will see everybody on overtime in 2 weeks.
I would just acknowledge you for being diplomatic and having a lot of listening. We all are good at listening. And remind people they can send feedback, OTH at 2600.com, and story ideas if there's something technical you're interested in. And just consider all the shit I would talk. Just know that. This is the utmost restraint. Like, I can't even begin. So, I won't.
All right, then. And Rob?
And just wishing a good and meaningful Juneteenth to everyone tomorrow. And if you're one of the folks who still doesn't know what that's all about, look it up on Wikipedia. It's important.
Sure is. Sure is. All right. We will see you again. OTH at 2600.com. Good night, everyone.